Yeah, the big set of six opportunity for Jude and I to ask Del all the big questions around the game of rugby league. Tackle one, Jude.
Yeah, Del, Australia and New Zealand have both pulled out of the Rugby League World Cup at the end of the year. Is this game over for this year's Cup?
Yeah, this is over. Other teams, you're not going to play when you've got two of the best teams in the world not available. And what we're going through now, pandemic, like, there's no way that they're going to play it. I know the boss of the International Rugby League is blowing up, mate. Put your manners back in, mate. It's crazy times.
All right, tackle two. Sean Johnson has been looking disinterested at times. Is he the most up-and-down star footballer in the comp?
I like Sean Johnson, but the new rules and the way the game's played should suit him. So at the moment, he should be playing his best football. At the moment, he's not. I'm looking forward to him going back to the Warriors. I know there's some people that just think he's rocks and diamonds.
He is rocks and diamonds.
Yeah, no, but I like Sean Johnson. I just think he'll be better when he goes back to the Warriors and just goes home. Actually, he's not going to be going home because they'll probably be playing out of Australia.
Yeah.
Right, tackle three, Abbey Corrissau has been handed a $35,000 fine and 2-match ban for his COVID breach during Origin. Is this punishment harsh enough, given he put the whole comp in jeopardy?
Yeah, look, I think Appy knows, he's made a mistake here, and I think, players have got to learn now. So I reckon the next player that makes a mistake, they'll shut the comp down. They can't keep doing this,
Absolutely right. And, of course, we do the big set of six thanks to our mates at Paddy's Markets. With over 1,000 stands and two huge locations, you're sure to find a bargain at Paddy's. Visit paddysmarkets.com.au. Tackle four, the Bulldogs are reportedly shopping Kyle Flanagan around to a few Super League teams. Yeah. Is he better off making the move to the UK? What are your thoughts on him?
Can I say this? I like Kyle Flanagan. He's a good young kid. He's working hard. He always seems to be the four guy. Mm. I think he's been to three clubs now. I think for Kyle, I think he's the same age as my young bloke. I think he's 22, 23. I think he probably, just for him, and I know he's got his dad there, Shane Flanagan, obviously his premiership winning coach. I just reckon he needs to take a minute. If he gets a club overseas for a couple of years, go over there like Jackson Hastings done. Because I don't think for a kid's mental health too, it's that good. Like, just question him. It's not all Kyle Flanagan's fault, but everyone goes, oh, mate, he's getting paid big dollars. For Kyle Flanagan, I think he's got a career in the NRL, but I just reckon he should go to the Super League for a couple of years and just freshen up a little bit and release the pressure a bit.
Okay, Josh Morris was dropped from last night's side, and Trent Robinson from the Roosters said this.
Josh has had a lot of games in a row, so it's just, and just forms just slipped a bit, so it's a good opportunity for him to take a break. Yeah, he's taken it really well, as, a well-experienced guy can do. It's, it's really disappointing. But also he understands and he's got back to training and work.
Well, what's next for Josh? Straight back into the team next week, especially with those two injuries that happened last night.
Let me tell you about the Morris boys. When I came to the Dragons, those two kids worked so hard, mate. They were well-liked. Mate, Josh Morris, when you get a bit older, sometimes you get a bit comfortable. Not that he's not working hard, but obviously some things, old age catches up with you a little bit. Mm. But let me tell you, he'll reset. And it's a bit like when Lottie Dakiri got dropped in his premiership year. He was back at North Sydney. And then he had like four or five games. Needs a little spark. He'll freshen up. And let me tell you, we'll see, Josh Morris back to his best for the rest of the season.
Is tackle six, is it a good look for the game to have Tevita Pangai Jr. walk away from the wooden spoon contenders to a premiership contender mid-season?
Oh, I've got no problems with it. It's business. If the Broncos don't want him there, if clubs can get rid of players and buy players, look at Chad Townsend. It's business. So, mate, well done to Penrith. Good luck to Tevita. But Tevita's going to have to change because whatever he's been doing at this point in time hasn't worked for him. I know he's a wonderful talent, but he's got to be consistent. And I reckon he can add something to the Panthers and that culture. And I reckon it's a perfect time for him to go there. And then when he goes to the Bulldogs, he's got to go there and change his ways a bit, but be a leader.